Page 4. Listen for main ideas.
Okay, let's get started now. All right. Now, as you remember, last week we talked about some basic appeals used in advertising. We talked a bit about informational appeals, that is, giving the consumer information about a product, like the price or how it works and so on. But today, we're going to talk about another type of appeal, an emotional appeal, an appeal to our feelings. This can be a positive appeal, emphasizing positive emotions like happiness or love, or a negative appeal, emphasizing negative emotions like fear or embarrassment. Emotional appeals are very common and a very effective technique in advertising. Why are they so effective? Well, it's because no matter how much information you give a customer about a product, it's often their feelings about it that make the sale, not the information. So today I brought in some radio ads to listen to so you can see what I'm talking about. So now we'll start with one of the most common emotional appeals, an appeal using humor.
Hey, boy. Shh. Come here. Hey, what's the matter?
What's the matter? It's the dog food he's feeding me. It's terrible. Woof. But Spot in the next yard, he gets doggy delight dog food. Just look at it. Delicious chunks of meat, tasty vegetables all covered in creamy gravy. Please, please, I want doggy delight.
Treat your dog right. Get doggy delight.
Okay, now, the humor here is the talking dog and the sound effects and so on. Now, you'll notice that the ad doesn't really give much information, just a bit about what's in the food, so it mostly relies on humor to sell the product. Now, let's look specifically at some of the reasons humor is so effective in advertising. One reason is what you might call the feel-good factor. That is, humor just makes us feel good, makes us laugh, and that gives us a positive feeling about the product. And that's what advertisers want, that positive feeling. Another important reason is that, well, if an ad's funny, it gets our attention, right? And really, with the huge number of ads we see and hear each day, that's the advertiser's number one problem, getting our attention. And a great thing about humor is it's very effective at getting our attention. Okay, now let's listen to another ad and pay attention to how humor is used in this one.
Thank you for calling Global Bank, the biggest bank in town. To assist you with your call, please enter your telephone number. Please enter your zip code. Please enter your birth date. Please enter your shoe size. Please enter your lucky number.
Does your bank think of you as just a number? At Neighbors Bank, there's always someone here to answer your calls. Neighbors Bank. Fast, convenient service with a personal touch.
Okay, a bank is a serious product, right? So we could have an ad with a serious appeal saying, Neighbors Bank has great service, we're the best, and all that. But this ad uses humor, huh? Why? Well, because it really gets your attention. It's a lot more interesting. So the consumer is more likely to listen to the ad and to remember it later. Okay, any questions before we move on to another example? No? All right, I'm going to play some ads with a negative emotional appeal now.